By the end of this year, all of the sworn officers of the Tallahassee Police Department are expected to wear a body camera. Right now, TPD has 8 of the Axon Flex 2 body cameras. Thanks to a federal grant, the goal is to get 410. TPD Lieutenant Tracy Clark has been coordinating that effort.
This particular camera has what is called a signal sidearm that is attached to the holster. Also has a conducted electrical weapon battery that is on the taser. This allows at any time that that weapon is drawn, the camera automatically activates without any further input from the officer.
Clark adds the benefits to wearing the cameras include providing evidence for criminal investigations and allowing her agency to better address allegations of misconduct.
It's increased accountability, transparency to the community, what our officers are doing. We feel that it would provide for better officer and citizen conduct when they're aware that they're being recorded.
Those are just some of the things Tallahassee Police hope to discuss with residents at 4 upcoming forums. TPD spokesman Damon Miller says the first meeting is this Thursday.
This forum is basically to instruct the public as far as, you know, where the cameras will be worn, how they actually work, and also just to educate the citizens about, you know, what to expect when they're interacting with the officers. And we also go over our policy and our procedures, as well as take any questions that anyone might have during the forum regarding the body-worn camera system.
Miller adds one area they'll also point out is it won't just be patrol officers wearing the body cameras. Tallahassee Police Chief Mike DeLeo and his top staff will also be wearing them.
He advised that, you know, you have to lead from the front. So the command staff, along with him, will have the body-worn camera. So every sworn officer will have one to include those people working in our PET unit, which are park enforcement technicians. They will have one as well.
Thursday's forum will take place at Thomasville Road Baptist Church from 6:30 to 8:30 p.m. For more information on the forums, visit the City of Tallahassee's website. For WFSU News, I'm Sasha Cordner.